The Freedom From Religion Foundation is co-plaintiff in the case, along with the parents of three children. The couple, referred to as Jan Doe and Pat Doe, respectively identify themselves as atheist and agnostic. They feel the Hanover School District's use of the Pledge of Allegiance violates their family's constitutional rights because of the "under God" phrase. Annie Laurie Gaylor, co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, says Congress created divisiveness when it revised the pledge to include the phrase in 1954.
It wouldn't just be atheists and agnostics. There are other minority religious views not comfortable saying pledges of allegiance. Jehovah's Witnesses are not allowed to pledge allegiance to God out loud. Hindus believe in multiple gods, so the God that's in the pledge does not encompass them. There are all kinds of people who are turned into outsiders when you have under God in the pledge.
This case and one in California have Michael Newdow as legal counsel. 5 years ago, he successfully challenged the "under God" phrase on behalf of his daughter in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The U.S. Supreme Court threw out the case in 2004, ruling that Newdow couldn't represent his child because he lacked custody. Meanwhile, Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, calls efforts to change the pledge ridiculous and an example of the militant godless making inroads. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.